time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Patrick Queen met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
Patrick, what are your emotions after this game? And the loss is not pleasant, but also knowing that you have to focus on something far bigger.
Yeah, can't dwell on it, even though you wanted to go out there, send them home. Now they got a chance to be in the playoffs, so, it definitely stings a little bit. But at the end of the day, we've written a lot of pages in our book right now that set us up pretty good right now. So, we got a week to prepare, then find out who we got to play, then we go into that. So, nobody's hanging their head or anything. And if we see those guys again, we'll be ready.
Patrick, you weren't in the game to start the third quarter. Then when Dell Schoening goes down, is there a kind of whiplash you had to deal with going back in?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. It's just football at the end of the day. Going out there having fun against Pittsburgh, so I'm ready anytime, whatever it may be. Whenever they need me, I'm ready. So,
Coach said that you guys got out of it good health wise. How big is that? Knowing the playoffs are 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's huge because you really want to be swinging full throttle when you get into the playoffs. So, with that extra week of preparation that we get everybody healthy, as healthy as we can, and go in there full swing.
Did you feel like this was another example of how this defense never seems to let up? They had that good early drive, but then you really did help hold them in check until the one big play in fourth quarter.
Yeah, even with all that good stuff, man, it was still plays out there to be made that we ain't making. At the end of the day, you just got to tip your hat off to them on the execution that they had on their part. And from a standpoint of us on defense, we was making plays, but we didn't make enough plays, and that's what happened today.
What kind of impact did the weather have?
I think it had a good impact, but at the end of the day, they playing in the same conditions, so why we couldn't do what they did, you could play that side or both. It could have went that way or this way, but they had the same opportunities. We had the same opportunities they had.
PQ, what stood out to you about the way Trenton Simpson played today? And what have you seen from the rookie over the course of the season as he's grown?
Incredible. Proud of him. Couldn't be happier for him. Great dude. He had me nervous when we was going over all the calls and stuff. He's just asking hella questions, trying to figure out everything. But that's why you see him playing the way he played. He's just on top of all this stuff. Dynamic, might be faster than me. And just love the guy, man. Great player.
Does watching him kind of take you back to maybe some of your early stages and what it's like to kind of fight for your way early in your career?
Yeah. I think my situation is just a little bit different because I was thrown into the fire immediately. But with him, bro, I didn't even ask questions how he asking questions right now. So, I just got to give him all the praise right now. Like, he's a terrific player right now. And we finally got to see that. Everybody finally got to see that. So his name is definitely going to be hot for the rest of his time.
Patrick, how much of an impact has a guy like Jadeveon Clowney? I know you probably knew about him before, guy. How much of an impact like he makes today and throughout the season?
All the time, every play. He's a different beast. I don't even could find words to just describe him, bro. It's like every play is just a train wreck, and he making a play. Even if he don't make the play, he made the play. So it's just I love having him on our team. I love having him most of the time on my side, especially. So I can't wait to see what he do the rest of the season.
What was it like on the field when he got the sack and hit that incentive?
Finally. I mean, that's the stuff you want to see. All the opportunities that he had previously and missed. And I was getting on him like, bro, just finish it. You dare, just finish it. And, he was getting down on himself, but he still knew that he had a chance. And I'm just happy for the guy, honestly.
I had huge shoes to fill today with Roquan giving him the pregame speech. How'd he do?
He did all right. He's kind of like on the more calm side. He doesn't curse. He doesn't, get extremely hype. He tried to do the little bouncing around stuff like we were in high school. But out of 10, I would probably say like a 3 out of 10. I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
I'm scared to ask a follow-up to that. Season-long, Jameson was mentioning JD and Kyle. What has their experience given to this group, do you think?
That's a great question, honestly. I think just a lot of, calmness in situations of knowing what your opponent is about to do and just going to capitalize. When you play a defense like ours, everybody has to do their job. And when you got guys like that know the game so well, they've been in the game for a long time, they kind of find ways to, still do your job, but, try to weave your way through and do something else on your own. So you know, those guys help every single person in our room. So, you know, just hats off to those guys for being the guys that they are, because they didn't have to come in trying to help nobody, you know, but they did.
What do you think the next 2 weeks are going to be like mentally for you guys? I mean, I think if you guys aren't Super Bowl favorites for a lot of people, you're at least top two. So what is the next 2 weeks kind of keep your focus going to be?
Next 2 weeks, this next week, rest up, practice, get sharp, do what we got to do to get healthy, find out who we play, and then go up there and kick the ass. Simple as that.
Green dot, it looked like, what was like navigating that responsibility, and then also
with
the elements also part of that factor?
I mean, it's all you do is hearing the coach say the play and just giving the play to the rest of the defense. I mean, you know, I always wanted to wear the green dot, and I never had the opportunity, but when I do have opportunities like today, I just take advantage of it and just be able to make those plays and get those calls. And, you know, wind, rain, noise, whatever it is, you can't let that affect you when you got the mic, so I try my best to get those guys a call.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank y'all.